Good morning, everyone. We're looking at an article from ChristianPost.com dated Wednesday, February 29th. So yesterday. New archaeological discovery questions Jesus' bodily resurrection. New York. A new archaeological discovery on a Jerusalem site is causing controversy as it revives the debate over the Jesus tomb and presents what scientists claim is proof that a burial box was found containing the remains of Jesus and possibly his family, a direct contradiction to belief in Jesus' bodily resurrection. All right, so once again, we've got an issue whereby we are going to have to choose between faith in an archaeologist and faith in the Word of God. That's really what it comes down to. There are two pictures here. The pictures of our bone boxes, and they're discovered in Jerusalem. And there's a suggestion here in this article that they were found in the Jesus family tomb or the garden tomb. Let's just right up front be clear. We don't know exactly where Christ was buried for 3 days and three nights. That's not conclusively marked. There wasn't anything that the apostles did to clearly indicate this is the tomb that Jesus was in and that this marking is now unequivocally understood as the tomb that Jesus was in. This is speculation with regard to the tomb that Christ was put in for 3 days. In a 2007 documentary, Jacob Bakovich claimed that the Jesus family tomb ossuaries had once contained the remains of Jesus and his family. All right, again, let's be clear. We do not have any DNA evidence, and that's what it would take, and that's an impossibility. There's no DNA documented. We don't have a swab of Jesus' saliva. We don't have a blood draw from Jesus. We don't have anything that clearly demonstrates Jesus' DNA and Jesus of Nazareth's DNA and that with which we can now compare anything from these bones. This is speculation. And it's speculation based on the fact that there is an ossuary, a bone box, that has the names Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And so, from that box and these three names, the conclusion is being made that this is Jesus. This is Jesus' box with Mary and Joseph. The fact of the matter is, Mary was one of the most popular female names during this period and appears on 98 other tombs and 21 other ossuaries. So it's simply just ridiculous. We don't have last names. We don't have addresses. We would say if Jesus and Mary and Joseph, if they're all in the same box, did they die during the same period of time? Did they reopen the box? Did they add bodies? Did they add bones? These are all questions that are just speculation. There's nothing there to indicate to us whether this was the case or not. Ultimately, for all of us that consider ourselves born again, evangelical Christians, fundamentalists, we must decide whether we believe the Word of God is truth, the Word of God, or whether we believe that an archaeologist can discover something 2,000 years later that throws everything in a tailspin with regard to Christianity. And the central question that must be asked, if Jesus did not rise from the grave in a bodily sense, is what accounts for the 12 apostles, 11 apostles, subsequent choice in Acts 1, the Apostle Paul, and all the others who followed suit, what accounts for their radical conversions and steadfast, passionate proclamation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Was it all just a big lie? Did they know that Jesus was actually dead and they were just fabricating a story? Is that what the sermon in Acts chapter 2 is all about? Is it just a big fabrication? Is that what we're dealing with here? When Peter preaches the resurrection of Jesus in Acts chapter 2, is that just a fabrication? Does he really know that Jesus is dead? And when he says that whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it, was that just a spiritual resurrection that Peter was talking about, as the archaeologists suggest in this article, when he gives specific reference to the discovery of an indication in the tomb of a faith in a resurrection, and then he suggests that this is just perhaps a spiritual resurrection? Listen to what he says here. Everything was done properly, scientifically, Tabor insisted during Tuesday's press conference at Discovery Times Square. Now we're getting ready to show a movie that will be on Discovery Channel. It will be broadcast in Canada. And obviously, we want our movie to be watched by many, many people. So it makes good sense to have a press conference. It makes good sense to use this as a means of promoting the movie. Let me continue reading to you from the article. The findings are the earliest testimony of faith in the resurrection of Jesus, predating the oldest known copy of the New Testament Gospel and even the Gospels themselves. And they're making specific reference to symbolism and etchings and images that they are concluding represents the resurrection. Tabor's theory is controversial, especially since the scientists believe they might have discovered Jesus' bones in one of the ossuaries. Okay, there's clearly nothing to prove that these are Jesus' bones. In fact, if they would be fair, they would have to conclude that it is physically impossible, scientifically impossible, to prove that these are Jesus' bones. Because the simple word Jesus, without any clear additional information, for example, Jesus of Nazareth, Pontius Pilate, those type of things with these secondary or additional identification, but a first name is simply not enough. It's just not enough. Additionally, again, let me stress, there's no DNA evidence. Third, let me emphasize that if in fact this is true, then much of your New Testament is now a fabrication of truth. It is false. Paul, in the incredible chapter in 1 Corinthians 15, makes it abundantly clear that we believe, he believed, the apostles believed in, a physical resurrection. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, articulates the number of people that saw the resurrected Jesus, and he even makes it more clear that many of those, most of them, are alive at the time of his writings. This flies in the face of the suggestion that Christ was crucified, his bones were put in this box where he was buried, and then subsequently his bones were gathered and then put in this box. The box was saved until Dad died, Joseph, till Mom died, Mary, and then those bones were subsequently put in these boxes. We're really struggling with that idea because of the manner in which it flies in the face of the Word of God. And the specific references we have to Jesus appearing in a bodily sense. This, again, is a liberal assault on the fundamentals of the faith. And it's being done from a, quote, scientific perspective. But the reality is there's nothing scientific about what's being done. Regardless of whether they use robots, cameras, imagery, all that doesn't matter. The only thing that would work would be DNA, and that is simply an impossibility because we do not have Christ's DNA. We do not have a sample from his body, fingernails, blood, or anything that we can use to determine DNA. Thanks for listening. Hope this was helpful. Keep listening. This is Pastor Sean wishing you a great Thursday.